Hi, guys. How
are
you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you after, I guess, a big weekend in Darwin?
Yeah, really good. I think there's no doubt that it was a great crowd up in Darwin and fantastic racing. Obviously, the altercation at turn one with poor old Anton Di Pasquale, and he did a fantastic job to put it on pole, but just didn't get the results. So that's sort of almost been a story of his year at the moment. But as I said, great racing.
Well, I was about to ask you something about that. Going into turn one, it's always the scariest one to start with the race. But have you been on the receiving end of a prang on turn one anywhere?
When you say anywhere, probably. I'm just trying to think of where it would have been. But there's definitely been altercations, especially turn one, and in a lot of or most tracks. Because that's where all the action is. And I think Shane Van Gisbergen said that, really, you had to make an attack early because it was sort of a bit harder to pass, which he did. And you knew that Shane was going to do that from the outset. But, as I said, poor old Anton, he'd done a great job. He got the pole position, just didn't execute the end result. But, it's a good sign for him that he's got a very fast car.
Dave was talking to me about, what you guys do to pump yourself up before a race, just before the news before. And he said, maybe it's Kenny Loggins. Do you listen to a song in particular that gets you pumped up for a big race, Craig?
Not before a big race, but I think, we've got a tradition that when we drive into Bathurst, we always put Back in Black. To get into the mood.
Yeah, right. Dave was saying Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone. I'm like, no, that's outdated.
I reckon half the field probably wouldn't even know what that song is.
Well, now that you're not racing full-time anymore, semi-retired, I guess you'd call it, do you get a chance to go out to the concerts during, the Townsville NCI 500? Are you going to go see Phil Jamieson?
Look, I'd like to. I think that you're right. Now semi-retired, it gives a little bit more freedom, but at the same time, it's also got a little bit busier in the sense of the TV side, the commentary side. Yeah. So, see how we go. There was a great concert up at Darwin, but I can only hear it from afar. We were still on air and doing other things, so we'll see what happens.
Mate, you're doing an absolute cracking thing for the sport of motor racing. Before we let you go, Dave and I are about to embark on a driving challenge, and I guess you're the perfect person to talk to about this as well. Dave can't reverse park a car. I'm fine with doing it, but we've been given a challenge to reverse park a truck. Now, is the rules reverse parking a car and a truck the same thing, would you think?
It is. And I've got to say that probably the bigger the trailer, the easier it is because everything happens slower. So you might even find it's better doing that than actually a small trailer.
Well, you're talking about us, so it'll be very slow.
Dave, I'm not even lying to you, Craig. Dave took 15 times. 15 times. It was like watching Austin Powers in that movie. He was trying to reverse
my car.
It doesn't matter. If you get into somebody's car, do you successfully reverse park it straight up, Craig?
No, I wouldn't say successfully, but you always just got to look confident. When you look confident, doesn't matter where you end up, you're going to be good.
That was the problem.
And you use a reverse camera. Dave doesn't use it. He thinks it's redundant. But anyway, look, all the action here on Triple M for the Townsville 500. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time there, Craig. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. There you go, Craig Lowndes there. See, he's got the advice for you. See, he knows what he's talking about.
Still doesn't mean I'm confident.
You've got to fake it till you make it. Hey, today's top around 24 degrees from Mackay with Sundays today. Kiara in the Triple M Rock Patrol next.